Your grandma had trouble with the language. Why did she have? Was the bingo in Italian? Or?
Yeah, the bingo was in Italian, obviously. And my mother, is being Welsh, was always getting words muddled up. So calling house on the wrong number was a pretty easy mistake.
How did you feel? Well, how did people see you when you went over there? Did they see you as British or?
No, but as I said, my because they knew who my father was, they didn't see me as a foreigner. And embrace me as somebody that actually lived there. So I have a lot of friends still there, and I was never seen as an outsider, which was very nice. I mean, it's a very small community, and so everybody knows everybody. So even if they didn't know me, as long as they knew who my father was, they could work it out, and it was easy to get to be known.
Do you know of a lot of people moved away at the time that you're...
Yeah, well, I know the ones that came over with my father, obviously, because I've met them over here. We've also seen them over in Italy, and there's some that have returned home. And I see those whenever I visit, whenever I go back there. So, yes, I know quite a lot of the people that came over with my father. Sadly, a lot of them have passed away, but I had dealings with almost everybody that my father came over with.
How did you get on with the language? We mentioned that a little bit before.
I could understand what people were telling me, because they used to speak in Fruilan, and my grandmother used to speak to me in Fruilan, so I had to learn that part of it. But because I was always trying to speak in Italian, I used to get my words muddled up, which was... quite embarrassing when you go to other parts of Italy, when you don't know the word in Italian and you know it in Fruilan. It's a completely separate language to Italian, much older and harder to learn. I can understand it, but speaking it is a completely different story, and I struggle speaking it.
So how did you learn? How did you learn Italian or Fruilan?
Just by visiting and my friends speaking to me in Fruilan. From the age of 16, when I was over in Italy on my own, I had no choice but to understand what people were saying, because they weren't taught English in school, so it was different when I was younger. Now my children go back and they can all speak English, so it's easy for them to get on. When I used to go, they only spoke Italian or Fruilan, so it was up to me to integrate with them rather than them to work out what they wanted to say to me. So it used to be fun, but I used to be used as an interpreter if we ever went to Austria, because the Austrians love the English language.